I will not stand there and be in awe of this man. I have no fear of this man. And he's confusing and mixing up belief with arrogance. He believes I'm arrogant. And the difference is there's no arrogance in me. I haven't got arrogant bone in my body. But what I do have is a belief in myself so deep that I know I can do it. And I believe I can do it. And he's never seen that in a fighter's eyes before. And that's why I say he's misplacing arrogance with confidence, the wrong way, just belief. Just belief. He's never seen no one look back in his eyes before and truly 100% believe that they know they're going to win. I'm going to find a way to beat this monster. I'm going to get rid of him. I'm going to find a way. I don't know when. I don't know how exactly, but I just know it's going to happen. I'm going to take all four of them belts on November the 10th.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it
the body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him. Actually, he was crying in there.
You're
saying your big group crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, I knew you were cuffing, you were taking those punches.
On DPLC Productions.
Making women's justice like,
Let's go, champ.
Good morning, TBV. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs, and we're back. We got another one. We're here to talk Tony Bellew and Alexander Usyk, but with a little twist. Carl Froch, my favorite UK analyst, works for Sky Sports now, retired. Former middleweight champion, WBC champion of the world, was part of the Super Six. He had some choice words about this fight. He actually believes Tony Bellew is going to score the knockout. And he believes it'll come with that dangerous left hook. Bellew believes the same. And it seems like a lot of our listeners are on par with this as well. So let me go ahead and bring in my co-host from Indiana, Michael Gross, and get this thing started.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and miss. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yo. What's going on, baby? We're back with another one. Carl Froch, Tony Bellew. About time for the weekend, man. I actually, you know what I'm saying? I know people think, oh, you always pick the underdog, you know. But before I even started, you know what I'm saying, that shit, I always liked Tony Bellew, you know what I'm saying? I always liked the story, the resurgence of a career. The heart that he has to bite down to be here. I mean, nobody thought Tony Bellew would be here when he lost to Adonis Stevenson. We didn't think he'll be here when we had that suck ass fight with Nathan Cleverley. We didn't know, but he's here now and he has a chance to become the undisputed cruiserweight champion of the world. So let's get into it.
Yeah, 4 days before we get into the actual fight. And Mike has feedback all on his side, finally muted himself over there, trying to get it situated. But 4 days before Bellew and Alexander Usyk get in the ring and do battle, I think that we should probably read the quotes from Carl Froch. He did an interview with Sky Sports, and like I said, you know, had some interesting words. Interesting comments in reference to this fight and how he felt it would play out. And I quote, I was about 95% sure I was going to retire, and I think he is too. So it will get you through the camp better. And now this quote is when discussing where Bellew is at in his career, his mindset, and will he continue? Because he's mentioned retirement. Even if he wins, he says he's retiring. Do you believe that Bellew, if he gets this win, will retire? Because we already got Adonis Stevenson saying, hey, if Bellew wins the Cruiserweight titles, I'll move up to Cruiserweight and give him a rematch and knock him out again.
If I'm Tony Bellew, I mean, I'm not even entertaining that fight. I would want a Andre Ward fight more than I would want a fight with Adonis.
Yeah, but I mean, the question is, do you feel that he will retire? Frotch says he's about 95% sure that Bellew will retire after this fight. Do you feel if he's able to unify, become undisputed, have the most glory ever in his life, that he'll go out?
I think he's going to do what all boxers do. When I'm retired, take about a couple of months off and come back like all boxers do.
Yeah, usually you got to wait for those offers to hit your desk before you really start deciding whether or not that retirement is going to be forever. Listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit the thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Lets us know that you enjoy our daily 9 a.m. Eastern time morning shows. So share this on all forms of social media. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And don't forget to subscribe right here to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. We are currently at 89,341 subscribers, hunting down that big 100,000. New interviews up on the YouTube channel. Was in the camp of Big Baby Miller as he prepares for Bagdan Dinu. Was also speaking some more with my good friend Chris Colbert, who was also in the gym loosening up and putting in some work. And I got to speak to the new addition to the SOSA crew, Tyrone Pretty Boy James, a welterweight prospect, huge. I mean, he looks like one of the Charlos, and he's a welterweight. So stay tuned. Also got some footage on Nikita. It's not Abali. It's Ababi. A-B-B-I-Y. So I got some new footage on Nikita Ababi working out, and a couple of interviews. So yeah, head on over to youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Check those out and let us know what you think. Don't forget hitting the thumbs up, future, present, past, helps with the visibility of the show. Also drop us a 5-star review over there on iTunes. So, I mean, what do you think? I mean, this fight's coming up in a couple of days. Are you leaning underdog like your normal losing self when it comes to making picks?
I'm leaning towards Tony Bellew, not because of the reason of the underdog. I just like I'm saying, I've just been liking Tony Bellew for a while now, and I think Rob,
you think he's going to do to win? Like, what does he do better than Gassiev?
I think if he wins, he's going to knock him out. I think he lets his hands go better than Gassiev, and he's not the guy that's going to stand in that high guard and kind of walk you down. I think he will try to box with Alexander Usyk. I don't think he's going to be that big robotic person that just comes forward like this all the time.
I wonder if you and and Bellew are both mistaking the knockouts over Frotch as punching power.
Talking about Hay?
Yeah, Hayes.
I've seen him knock out a cruiserweight in Makabu. I've seen him knock out
really? So what did Makabu do next? And it's Makaba, isn't it?
But what champion with the belt when Tony Bellew fought him, he got knocked down and came back and knocked him out.
What did he do next?
I don't fucking know. I know he lost. But he was a champion before Bellew fought him. That's all I'm saying. Like, the same WC belt that Usyk has, Makabu had. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. But who is Makabu?
You go with this resume shit. Every
it's not
time
resume, you, bro. It's not resume.
You don't know who a
listen person to me, listen is. To me. Listen to me. Let me ask you a question, bro. You doing interviews now on a daily basis to me, all right? So what's more important? You doing an interview with fucking Joe Blow from the gym or Mark Breland, Roger Mayweather?
Of course, like, Mark and Roger.
All right, then. So stop acting like names don't fucking matter. Who?
I'm not saying names. Say. Okay, go ahead. Go.
I'm just saying, who's Macabu? Here go your little fangirl. Oh, Belial was the underdog. Because he's always been the underdog, dog. He got knocked out at light heavyweight by Adonis. Like,
oh, boy. Boy, you a motherfucker.
Let me tell you something. I ain't no motherfucker, but you know what I am? Not stupid. And I know that Belial's biggest win is David Haye. And what was wrong with David Haye? Was he 100%? Like, no, how the fuck y'all letting Eddie sell y'all this shit? He's selling you wolf tickets.
Oh, my God.
Straight wolf tickets.
What does David Haye and Usyk have in common?
Don't tell me undisputed cruiserweight champ. Yo, you got hella feedback. Something wrong over there.
Cruiserweight moving up.
Okay, cruiserweight moving up.
Feedback on.
But you got to remember, yes, no, it isn't. But you got to remember, he beat David Haye at heavyweight. Now it's gone. He beat David Haye at heavyweight. This is a fight where not only is he not fighting at heavyweight, but now he's moving back down. He had to lose like 30 pounds, and the feedback is back, bro. Whatever you're doing over there, you know. I told you use tape, but you don't listen. Dude hard-headed like a rock because he's from the Rock.
Still there?
No, it isn't, my friend. No, it is not.
Can you hear me, though?
I hear you fine.
Okay.
Hear you fine.
All right, man. I'm not.
Edison Miranda is the secondary biggest name, or Nathan Cleverly.
We got Macabu. We got Bill. I mean, he lost to
DJ Flores, baby.
Cleverly, I wouldn't really call him a big name because of the.
Okay, BJ Flores. BJ Flores.
He.
No? Yo, BJ Flores is huge, dude. He's doing announcing right now for DAZN and E. I don't know.
We're talking about fighting, bro. We talking about fighting. We ain't talking about.
Okay. His biggest name is Adonis Stevenson. Oh, darn. You can't even use that. He lost to Adonis. Fuck. Well, he can't use Nathan Cleverly. He lost to Cleverly, too, didn't he? But I mean, he avenged it.
Yeah, he.
So, wait a minute. So, his biggest win is a guy with a broken Achilles heel. So, like, really, we don't even know what he is, right? Because I don't know.
Yeah, I think we know what he is. I mean, what he is. I mean, we've seen his medal against Macabu.
Macabu. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you?
Dude, what's going on, man? Rob, call in, baby. He's killing your guy this morning. But what's going on, man? Why don't you like Tony Bellew?
It ain't that I don't like him. I'm actually maybe rooting for him, not picking him.
What has Usyk beat? Who has he beat?
Oh, you don't see skill.
Now we're doing our test. Now we're going off skill. Now we're going off skill.
Oh, okay. You don't see skill. Oh, you don't know who Marco Huck is, huh?
Marco Huck, yeah, of course I know Marco.
He said, hey y'all, he said, who's Usyk? Who has he beat? Who are ya? Who are ya? Who are ya? He beat Macabu.
He beat Gassi. You have a guy who was flat footed, coming forward, couldn't throw up in the punch. He but beat now he did beat Bredis.
Was a champion.
Above like everybody else, but I think Bredis was a good win.
Yo, listen to me. He beat Christoph Glowacki. I mean, this dude's resume is litty when it comes to that motherfucking cruiserweight division.
You
know what's the worst part?
The fucking Euro bombs.
Family.
Fuck out of here.
Family, you know what's the worst part? He only got 15 fights in his resume that thick. He's team thicky when it comes to the resume right now.
He ain't fight nobody but from guys overseas. When he fought Michael Hunter, how he looked?
Oh, you must don't know who
Glowacki is. Fought Michael Hunter.
Oh, guys, it's all right. Casual 2.0 doesn't know who Glowacki is. Okay.
Glowacki. Yeah. That's the same guy that fucking fucked his damn knee up against Charles Martin?
No.
Oh.
That's Glaskov. This is Glowacki. And he beat Steve Cunningham. You know, he beat Marco Hook by KO. You know,
fucking old though, bro.
Oh yeah, Marco Hook was old 3 years ago.
Yeah,
he back.
Old as shit.
Who are ya? Who are ya? Who are ya? I gotta get that soundbite for my boy Fury. Usyk dominated the champ, Mike. Watch your mouth. That's fucking right. He took he took Gassiev and was like, "Oh, you a bell holder?" That was smacks all across his face. That's what he did. Dog, you gotta respect this man and the way that he prances around the ring. Like he's a fucking one of those show horses, dog. Like he's on his toes at that weight, flying. Massive amount of punches. He literally is the cruiserweight version of Lomachenko. Like, if and look, people could be like, "Oh, Ness, you know," and get mad at me because what I'm saying literally, right? But closest thing, then, Mike, if you're gonna give anyone the closest thing to Lomachenko award in the cruiserweight division, are you gonna give it to Bellew? Nah, matter of fact, let's give it to Makabu. Who are ya? Who are ya? Who are ya?
Actually, I mean, if you wanna give it to somebody, I mean, I think you should give it to.
Give it to who? Oh my God. I wish I had my Jeopardy soundbite right now. I know it's here. I just can't find it in time, I bet.
No, I'm fucking around, man. You got to give it to Usyk, bro. The guy, I agree that Usyk is highly talented, highly motivated, highly skilled, highly all that shit. I just think Tony Bellew has it, bro. I think he has it. I think he has it, man, this weekend. I think all the stars are in the line and Tony Bellew would score that knockout. Now, if you don't knock him out, he's not going to win the fight. Just put it like that. If he doesn't get the knockout against Usyk, he would not be winning this Saturday.
But I just don't understand, why are you guys believing that somehow Bellew could get the knockout? Now, let me just let you know. Look, we're going to do a my boxing bet, Usyk versus Bellew. So we're not going to get too deep into this. But I'm just going to tell you that the lowest odds per round, Mike, with the feedback, is 40-1 on a round. 40-1. Okay? That means the motherfucking betting line, the bookies, know this man's going to lose. And they know he's going to lose so bad that they know he ain't going to win by knockout. That's why they're trying to offer you 40-1. And that's only on the tough rounds, like the mid rounds, where he might get lucky in the fifth. And in the sixth, right? But if you go anywhere between before the fifth and the sixth, it's even bigger money. It's like 60-1, bro. So, like, I mean, look, I like him because I took a lot of sound bites and I've been doing a lot of research. And you know, I like him. He is the story to root for that day, right? Because that's what boxing is. Boxing is that Rocky Balboa story. You know, and he's that Rocky Balboa. You know, Balboa didn't have anybody on his resume until he faced Apollo. But
I don't know who the fuck Balboa had on his resume, bro. I couldn't tell you.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's Rocky Balboa's story.
I could never envision going to jail. My father's been to jail twice. I've visited my dad in jail, so I know what that's like. And I was never going to go down that road when I had my first son. If I never had him, I genuinely do believe I'd have went the same way as some of the mistakes my father made, some of his friends made, some of the people who have died. I'd have definitely made some of the mistakes. And I don't want people to think, oh, he's talking a soft story or so. No, I'm a product of my environment. That's where I'm from. There was no way to get out for us. I'm a kid with no qualifications, with no expertise besides fighting. And so I've literally come from, I've fought my way out of what I was supposed to be.
That was a clip, you know, that right away I was like, oh shit, relatable. You know, me and Mike, we relatable. You know, he said he never been to jail, but he watched his father go to jail twice and had to visit him twice in prison. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's got the story. He makes you want to root for him, but I just wish that, you know, the Bellew fans could tell me a better way that he's going to get the decision, because, and I don't mean decision on the cards, I just mean the decision win in general, the W, because it can't be by knockout.
Why not? Like, you think he's going to go out there and outbox Usyk?
Because Usyk is no BJ Flores. Neither is he David Haye. David Haye could have been whatever he was in his heyday when he was Haymaker Haye at cruiserweight, knocking people out, undisputed, or at least unified. But he was never the boxer or the defensive wizard that Alexander Usyk is. He was never that, nor was BJ Flores. Neither was, who are you? Who are you? Maca motherfucking Boo. None of those dudes. Usyk is on another level. And he proved that when he took on and defeated Gassiev in that manner, in the fashion in which he did it. I mean, I don't know. It's hilarious the way that people get behind the UK fighters, because, I mean, this is really some sort of even fight.
Even?
Not with the bookies, but
like I said, like
listen, a lot of people giving Bellew a shot. I mean, we're here discussing Carl Froch actually thinking a former WBC champion, a dude himself who's been through a tournament that's gone in with the best, the Wards, Jermaine Taylors. I mean, the list goes on and on. Andre Durrells, he's telling you, bro, this dude lands the hook and Usyk could go down. Which Usyk, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe I was doing something in between watching Usyk's fights, but has someone hurt him?
I don't think he's ever been down, but I think he had a fight with Michael Hunter that Michael Hunter had some success on HBO. I mean, it wasn't like
someone hurt him. Does he have a Urokis Gamboa, I hurt Terrence Crawford moment, and people going to talk about it for the rest of his career?
No, off to the top of my head.
Exactly. So why are we thinking, like, is Bellew all of a sudden Gennady fucking Golovkin with the knockouts?
But again, like I said, Brady's look pretty good against Usyk.
Okay.
Brady's look damn good against Usyk, man. Oh. Well, I remember that fight. Yeah, like, cause that's why what made me think Gassier was gonna kind of get the victory against Usyk, because of the success that Brady had. But I guess Brady is on another level.
15 fights is all I could say, and that was number 13 when he fought Brittus. You know what I'm saying? He's learning on the job, and I don't mean learning in the traditional sense, because he obviously has tons of amateur background. But it's still a transitional period and phase from amateurs to pros, you know? And Brittus, let me tell you, and Brittus, again, it's different. You know, when you go through Brittus's record, he got a win over Marco Huck. He got a win over Mike Perez. Like, he got a win over fucking Manuel Char. Okay, so he can at least, you know what I'm saying?
Dope hit. And Mike Perez is a guy that didn't not let his hands go that fight when he fought Brady's, and Brady's was kind of tying him up a lot too. So
okay, so right. So are you saying because David Haye is a more sexy name that makes his resume better?
No. I'm not saying that at all. But same way,
British has shown.
You give Tony shit about his resume. I can easily say
but that's what I'm saying. It's no comparison. We're talking about Meredith British having a win over the most recent WBA regular champion who's just been stripped, okay, at heavyweight, okay? Then he has a win over one of the most synonymous names at cruiserweight. Cruiserweight has always been a European division, but Marco Huck has dominated that division for a long time, okay? He's got to win over him. And then he's got to win over a Cuban declared amateur with enough television U.S. time, fights with Brian Jennings, been on HBO, has that infamous fight with Abdul-Magomed, who ended up with brain surgery. I mean, brain, some sort of, he definitely had to have surgery, and he definitely had trauma and issues after that fight. I mean, I remember the New York State Athletic Commission, it was being sued and everything for that fight because they didn't stop it. So, like, I don't know, man. I mean, you're just saying shit because you're casual, because if you to watch Mike Perez versus Abdul or watch Mike Perez versus Jennings, you know, to see the British. All right. All right. But that's what I'm saying. You got to see who they've won, who they've beat to know how good they are. So if British beats Perez and Perez has been in with good names, it means something. It's no different than you giving credit to a guy like Diego Chavez for losing to Thurman back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Y'all logic is a little weird, but whatever. It is what I'm
saying, man. You bringing up fucking fighters that, like you said, Marco Hook. Braiders beat Marco Hook. Okay, but Marco Hook was been at that weight for like you say, he was rated for a long time. So he's been in a lot of tough fights. So, I mean,
I don't know about a lot of tough fights. And I can name dozens of fighters that stood at their weight all their career, bro. That's just discipline. I mean, won't you tell me where Daniel Jacobs started at, genius? Because last I checked, he's still in the same division.
Yeah, I believe he did start at 160.
I mean, unless Prague was 154, and I'm making a mistake here, and then I have to take that.
No, not definitely not 154. Because
I have to take that genius sarcasm statement back, but I'm actually typing to make sure.
I think that belt was on the line when he fought.
It was a belt on the line. I just don't know if it was a 54 title or.
60, bro. P-Rog was never a 54.
Well, there you go. You know, there's fighters that start their career and they stay there. You know, they just stay there.
I understand, man. I understand. I just don't like the fact that every time a fucking, I'm going to say it. Yeah, every time a fucking UK fighter get to this precipice, you always want to bring them down, man. Like, what's going on with that, man? Tony Bell,
last I checked, Terrence Crawford wasn't a UK fighter. Hold on, I'm not done. Let me defend myself, right? You saying it's a UK fighter, I'm showing you Terrence Crawford is black. You saying it's a UK fighter, I'm showing you Mikey Garcia is Mexican. And I went around the world. I didn't sit in my studio talking about Mikey doesn't deserve to fight Earl. I went around the world interviewing fighters, trainers, managers, etc., asking them why they think that Mikey's about to get this pay-per-view with Earl. So I don't know what you're talking about. Don't fall into the same, you know, don't drink the Kool-Aid the sheep is drinking, because then you're going to sound like a sheep, homie. I'm far from biased. They could paint me that way, but I'm far from biased. I give everybody the same heat. Charlo's hate me the same way like an Eastern European hates me. So I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. Last I checked, Charlo's blacker than the night.
Adrian Broner. Oh, you.
Oh, Adrian Broner hate me too. I was the first man to tell him he was never on a pound for pound list. Show me another real one like me. I'll wait.
Hey, man.
Fire.
Damn, bro. It just every time.
Yo, like Ron said, man. He gonna come to the ring with a motherfucking coffin. Put him in after that. Dunsky. He won retirement. We're going to send him in a pond box.
But there's no way you see Tony Bell.
Now, I wish Usyk was a killer. He's a boxer. He ain't a killer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he's going to box him.
I don't say he ain't got no power, but he ain't got I ain't seen. He was tap, 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 moving, tap, 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 move, jab, jab, right hand, hook, right hand, lead left hook, man. That motherfucker, he got some nice skills. I'm not even gonna front on Usyk. The guy's a fucking master for boxers, but the only reason that I give Bayou a chance is because I just don't see that the power there with Usyk. And I feel like if Bayou's there and they're still fighting in that mid range distance, I give Bayou a shot. Gotta give him a shot.
All right. Well, I mean, let's open up the phone lines. I mean, I ain't gonna, you know, what we gonna do arguing with each other.
Let's go.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Dominic, Seattle.
Morning, y'all. Good morning. You going hard on Mike, dude. Calm down. Mike got enough.
Mike better put his guard up.
I think Terrence Crawford's about to have a good fight pretty soon. I was looking on YouTube. Oh, yeah? That's his talk.
Who's he fighting?
Some rigor Morris or some shit.
Oh, that's a good fight. I didn't know good fights were the fights we couldn't pronounce.
But Tony Bellew, I mean, I like him and stuff. He's a good shit talker. He's kind of like Tyson Fury, all that British slang. But we'll see if he can fight Usyk, because, I mean, I checked Usyk record, and he fought some dudes I didn't think that would lose. I didn't think that had a loss. So I'm excited. And I was watching Floyd Mayweather do a little press conference thing, whatever that was. That's weird. He was looking kind of nervous, but who knows? I don't know. I'm kind of nervous for Floyd, real talk. But anyway, that's my call.
Dominic, thank you for calling in. I almost cut Dominic off. Then I remember yesterday he said Floyd's his favorite fighter, man. Floyd receiving a lot of hate. Probably do a show on that. 50 getting at him all crazy and shit. But Mike, what's up, man? Cat got your tongue? You mad? You getting bodied?
Trying to fix my levels, man. Trying to make sure my levels right, baby. That's all.
Definitely ain't right, though. Turn
it down. Getting there, baby. Getting there. I can hear. Sometimes I can hear my headphones, then like the next morning I can't. So I don't know what's going on.
Man, I say you do like Bellew and just go to sleep.
Do Bellew and could you go to sleep or like put somebody to sleep?
You're right. Somebody. Who are ya? Oh shit, look, your boy calling in late.
Give him a chance, man. Give him a chance. Oh, shit. I'm Dawson. Robbie Hearn, a.k.a.
After December 1st, people not even going to use the word Dawson no more. They're going to be embarrassed to use that shit.
There's only one Deontay Wilder.
And the main thing we cannot forget is I am the unified heavyweight champion of the world.
Dylan White, Derek Chisora, Big Baby Miller, Joe Joyce, you can all have it, Dominic Brazil, whoever else is in America too, all of it!
BoxingWiz.com. Hey fellas, how you doing?
What's going on, Robbie?
How you doing?
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, Nez, I understand where you're coming from. You're looking at like resume and who's he fought and that, but my only reason for backing Bellew is I think he's going to do a hell of a lot more than Gassiev showed us. He's going to do what Gassiev was supposed to do and put that pressure on Usyk. We know Usyk's a hell of a boxer, but can he fight? Let's find out. I think Bellew's going to bring him out and try and get in a good scrap with him, I think. And let's see what Usyk's got. And I believe, like Kyle Foch says, that left hand can bother anyone, I think. So Let's find out. I mean, I'm backing it. I'm picking Bellew. And you can say it's a heart pick or whatever.
You're picking him by stoppage, which is obviously a heart pick.
Well, if I think Bellew wins, I don't think he's going to do it via decision.
Because
it's going to have to be.
But let's slow that down. You don't think he's going to do it via decision because you don't think he's skilled enough to outbox Usyk, correct?
Yeah, I think over 12 rounds,
So let's move on. So since he's not skilled enough to outbox Usyk, who's obviously skilled, You're putting all your eggs in one basket and banking on him somehow getting a stoppage?
You're saying basically that Usyk's never been touched in his whole career.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that Belu has average power, so if he hits Usyk, Usyk shouldn't go down or out because Usyk's been hit by above average power.
Why would you say it's average?
Why would I say it's average? Go down the resume of Belu to see who he's knocked out. Then go down the resume of Huck and see who he's knocked out. Go down the resume of Gaziev, see who he's knocked out.
Tell you move to cruiserweight. In heavyweight, he's been knocking like a lot and more people out. I mean, it's not like maybe stop. The added weight helps him out.
Stop. Go do your research.
Maybe the added weight helps him out.
Knocking who out?
Knocked out BJ Flores. He knocked out Makabu. He knocked out David Haye. These are all at cruiserweight when he moved up. Like when he was at his lower weight, it wasn't knocking guys up.
You just said BJ Flores, bro. You just said David Haye, like why don't you say he knocked out David Haye with a torn Achilles? Then he knocked out David Haye with a repaired Achilles. Like, tell the fucking truth.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not serious. I'm not here to fucking do it.
You're not a doctor, so the report wasn't out. That wasn't official.
Oh, everybody got fighter. Every fighter comes to the ring injured. So it is.
This guy's hilarious, man.
But listen, like whether it's a heart pick or what, I'm still backing it, and I think he can do it. So I guess we'll all tune in on Saturday. I'm looking forward to the betting show. And one last thing before my call, Canadian Jose, you're a bum, a duck. And no one gives a fuck about your opinion. Later.
Damn, what's going on with Canadian Jose?
I'm just saying, man. You know, he probably has power, but he hasn't been able. He hasn't gotten that opportunity to prove it. In my opinion, you know.
Got one this Saturday.
Yeah. Meanwhile, his fans are. Betting stoppage.
I mean, that's the only way you should bet if you're a fan of Tony Bell.
Right there is when your conscience will kick in and say, oh shit, Mike, we just answered our own question. If we know this dude can't win by decision, now we only saying he could win by knockout.
I've said that to start. I don't expect him to go out there. I'm not
getting it. He ain't knocked out anyone to suggest that he's going to knock out a dude who can move for 12 rounds and not get tired, plus throw punches back. He knocked out a dude that could not move because his Achilles was fucked up. Like, oh my God, the fact that I got to keep repeating that to sink it through your brain is insane, bro. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter. Find Mike on Twitter. Send him some fucking highlights of David Haye. I don't know. He needs to see that there was something wrong with his leg.
I watched both fights, bro. I thought David Haye was going to. I picked David Haye both times. Second time, I thought he was better. But first time, I thought he was going to fucking smash Tony Bell. He was going to fucking smash him.
The second time, we broke the news that Haye was in.
Yeah.
And then Eddie said that we lying, and then the next week announced that Haye was injured. Man, get the fuck out of here, dog. But yeah, you want to give him credit.
I know to stop listening to like Eddie Hearn, because I was like, back then, I'm like, they don't know shit. Fuck, Eddie Hearn says he's not injured. He's not fucking injured. I feel a report on it. How they know? They're not over in fucking Europe. I'm like, all right, Eddie Hearn, all right, I'm going Eddie.
I'll fuck around
and bet on fucking Belu. I mean, Haye to win the second time. I thought he was fucking better. I was like, okay, Eddie's a lying motherfucker.
Mike, let me get to Jabron. Jabron, what's up, baby?
What's going on? Appreciate TVV doing these morning shows. Mike, let me ask you a question. Going into the Canelo Floyd Mayweather fight, who did you have winning?
To be honest, man, like the talk at my because I could remember this. Like,
I already know that he picked Canelo.
I'm trying to set it up for you, bro, because I wasn't really watching boxing at the time.
Canelo.
I was at work, and these guys was like, "Man, Canelo, man, he's big, he's young. I think he can get Floyd." So I'm like, "Yeah, I think Canelo can beat Floyd Mayweather." me being like a super, super, super casual, I'm like, all right, fuck it, shit. Canelo might be able to win. And then I seen the fight. Like, I didn't have a pick, so I'm not gonna sit here and like lie to you and say I picked Florida or picked Canelo. Like back then, I wasn't like watching it like that, bro.
You know, you picked Canelo.
Mike, this is basically the same fight. Canelo can't move. He don't have great feet. Well, back then he didn't have no feet at all. And Floyd was known as a person that couldn't punch, right? Wasn't people saying, who has he knocked out? He ain't knocked nobody out because he was beating people on skill. So Usyk has the same thing. He's a skillful fighter. I don't know why you don't see that he's going to outbox this guy.
I wouldn't put Usyk on the same level as a Floyd Mayweather, but I see what you're saying.
You bumped your head. You see, because people are afraid to say some shit like that, but Usyk, has Floyd done what the fuck Usyk did in 15 fights? Well, you tell Floyd, step the fuck up.
You tell Floyd, bro. Usyk is 35 years old.
Who got more gold medals?
35 years old.
Who got more gold medals?
Fuck out of here.
Who got more gold medals?
Floyd was robbed. He was robbed, nigga.
Fuck out of here. Y'all act like there's only one good motherfucker in his name, Floyd. Fuck out of here.
Usyk is 30-something years old. He's not young.
Did it in 15 fights. Undisputed.
Floyd won a belt in how many fights?
Nobody.
Floyd won a belt in how many fights?
He ain't ducked nobody.
Fuck out of here.
Last time
who Floyd ducked?
Oh, you a fucking amateur for real. Oh, this guy's casual. Casual.
Who Floyd ducked?
Brian, who Floyd ducked?
Goddamn water. I'm not goddamn water at. Let me fuck.
Nobody.
Oh, nobody.
Nobody. What happened was.
Nobody, homie. My voice back there, baby. I'm
surrounded by Flomos. I'm surrounded by Flomos.
Flomos? What is that?
Flomos. That's the term for Floyd Mayweather lovers.
Oh, that's gay.
So you.
The mo doesn't even sound like anything. I thought the mo was like an abbreviation for something.
What?
Get your fucking ad-libs up, bro.
What you say, Jabron?
Are you saying Floyd ducked people?
Psst, come on, bro.
Who he ducked, bro? Bring him up to you.
All right, Jabron, thanks for calling in.
I'm going to get rid of Jabron now. Jabron, ask you a question. Answer.
Listen, I don't want to take the shine off of Usyk and Belly. But who Floyd Duck is old, man. Check the chat, bro. Get the fuck out of here. Get your casual ass out of here. Learn something. You better go do some research. Talking about he ain't ducked nobody.
Yeah, I don't see no names. I don't see no names. Floyd ducked everybody. He ducked everybody. What are names that chat?
There's plenty of names there. I've been seeing. Don't lie.
Shout out Paul Williams, but he got knocked out, so he don't get a chance.
Don't lie. He got knocked out. He got knocked out because he got ducked.
Well, he should have won. Then he probably got a chance.
Should have won. Man, you don't know nothing about boxing. You don't know nothing about boxing. You going to say that.
He did duck Amir Khan. Y'all right.
I'm saying he didn't.
All right, duck Keith Thurman. That's what Ness was getting to.
I wasn't mentioning Khan or Thurman. I promise you, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm an older boxing fan than that. I got sharper, longer daggers to stick through your ass.
Okay, who he ducked?
Prime, Sugar Shane Mosley.
Oh, he ducked Prime, Sugar Shane Mosley.
Shane Mosley.
Whoa! Cash,
let me finish. You asked me a question.
My boy Ron G for this right here.
You ain't asking me a question. Nah, get.
No, make your point. Make your point, please.
Yeah.
Prime Sugar Shane Mosley, right? Right? The same guy who beat Marquez, right? Before he fought Floyd Mayweather. The same Marquez that people said Floyd was ducking Marquez. He didn't want to fight Marquez. He's ducking. So what Floyd do?
See, you a casual. You about to bring up Marquez like he ain't make Marquez move up two weight divisions.
I'm saying, though. Whoa.
I'm gonna get to these calls because it don't make no sense to argue with you. It don't make no sense. Like, you ain't on my level. You talking about Mosley. That don't make no sense.
Bruh, you saying he ducked Mosley. He fought Mosley after he beat Marquez. Like was it Marquez or was somebody else? It was somebody, probably somebody else. But he beat the guy that people said that was ducking.
It better be somebody else, because you bringing up Marquez means nothing to me. You bringing up Marquez is the same thing as Errol Spence beating up Mikey Garcia, an established, very skilled Mexican who's smaller, moving the fuck up.
Hold on, who's Shane Mosley? Because everybody said somebody he was ducking.
Oh my God, you disrespect.
No. I wasn't saying it like that, bro. I was not saying it like that.
I'm saying it like that. I hope most heard that.
Antonio Margarito. There we go. My bad. Everybody said Floyd was ducking.
Mike, just time out, please. Because as my co-host, you're also my friend. I don't want you to keep looking bad, bro. You about to try. Listen to me. Just listen to me and learn. Ignore that there's people listening. All right? Just learn. You about to try and use an Antonio Margarito, Sugar Shane Mosley analogy because your knowledge doesn't date back far enough. That's not a knock on you. You've come out and said, I just started watching boxing.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar Shane Mosley Margarito, that fight is like a loaf of bread with a sell-by date.
It's tainted because of the...
No. I ain't say tainted.
Okay.
That fight is the loaf of bread with a sell-by date. And that date was expired. We Ben was supposed to buy that loaf of bread and eat that loaf of bread. We got Margarito Mosley late. So then when Mosley beat Margarito late, then Floyd gave him a shot. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, but it's the same.
Go back the year.
It's the same Margarito that beat Cotto with those wraps or whatever, right? And then Mosley fought him next, but Mosley caught the wraps, and Mosley was like, we ain't doing that. So
that has nothing to do.
I'm saying at the time, people thought Floyd was ducking Margarito, and Mosley beat him. And Floyd beat him.
Bruh, stop. Again, your knowledge don't date back far enough, dog. People thought Floyd was ducking Margarito. You ready for this? You ready? I should get my fucking drum roll for this rookie right here. They're going to be DMing me like, yo, you're going too hard on Mike. That's what the fuck happens when you swim deep with the fucking fish.
You can talk hot on the internet, boy. That's that goofy shit. We're in the
internet, boy.
Doggy, Margarito has been avoided from Floyd since before he lost to Paul Williams, okay? Since before he lost to Paul Williams. Go and fucking do some research. Bob Arum was offering Floyd like $8 million back then. So stop it with that. Oh, he beat Margarito, who people thought was scary. Ooh, fuck out of here, that bogus ass story.
What are you talking about? I said Mosley beat Margarito. That's Floyd.
Yeah, you said Mosley beat Margarito, who people thought had hand wraps. So that's why Floyd fought him. That shit don't matter. None of that shit. That shit was all late. All late. Just like he fought Cotto. Fucking hella late. He ain't fight Cotto when Cotto was popping.
I gotta fight the people when y'all want me to fight them, but fighting.
Mike, I'll put it into better perspective for you, right? So you can understand this, right?
Oh my God.
Right now, listen to me. Right now, as a Terrence Crawford fan, you want Errol Spence, don't you?
Of course.
Okay. Right now, as an Errol Spence fan, I want Errol Spence to face Terrence Crawford, don't I?
Of course.
Okay. Right now, as a business, boxing is making us wait, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now what happens if one of the men lose and then they fight? Is that fight still the same?
No, not the same.
Exactly. And then we have the right to say, that fight is past its sell date. We have the right to say that fight doesn't have the same luster. Okay,
but how are we gonna say
we wanted Pacquiao when he was knocking motherfuckers out versus Floyd? We didn't want Pacquiao after he starts saying I'm afraid of needles but got a tattoo every day. We don't want Pacquiao after fucking getting knocked out by Marquez. Come on, think, Mike. Think,
bro. I'm thinking, but you guys are saying
you want Crawford to fight
Floyd's fault, though, bro.
You want Crawford to fight Errol Spence at 154? Or you want him to fight him at 47?
Why would he fight him at 154?
What you mean, why? Because that's what happens in boxing. You know? What weight do you think Margarito was? No. Stop fucking shaking your head and learn, son. What weight you think Margarito was when he was trying to fight Floyd? 54? Because last time I checked, he got as high as 54 and 60. Bro, because they scared. They stand away. So niggas get big. Earl ain't gonna get big. You think Earl ain't gonna get big? He ain't gonna get big. and that fight ain't gonna be able to happen. Earl could get big, end up fighting Canelo or Gennady, lose to them, still come back and fight Crawford and get a pass. We'll be like, yo, it ain't the same. He moved up. He couldn't make that way. After he fought Gennady, he came down. Like, come on, man. Come on, man.
Scott. Hey, man, Danny said let him on, man.
Danny need to call in. He ain't even on the line.
Oh, okay. My bad. Nah, but look here, bro. You guys say Floyd Duck, man, but he got fucking a fucking resume full of fucking Hall of Famers, bro. How can you duck somebody, bro, when your resume is that fucking thick? But all right, I ain't gonna argue with you, man. You the brains of you. You got more experience than I do.
He okay, let me ask you something. Listen, homie. Let me ask you something. Right now, Lomachenko, December 8th, is going to do what?
Beat up Pedraza.
And do what? Shit. Unify, Mike. Catch up. He's going to unify. He's going to have two titles. Who got the other two? Or just did a day ago?
Mikey.
It was all good just a week ago, wasn't it? So after he get his ass beat by motherfucking Errol Spence, then he try to make the Lomachenko fight. Is it going to be the same? Or are we gonna say to ourselves, damn, yo, Loma beat him because Earl took everything out of him, bro. Earl beat years off him. That's why Loma beat him. Or it'll be a tight fight. And Mikey will get a split decision. We'll be like, damn, bro, that shit was tight because Earl took so many. He was better before that. He would have been moving better before Earl put them hands on. Like, come on, dog, just think.
But I'm saying, who is Floyd Mayweather and that analogy?
What do you mean? Floyd is him. Mosley is still him. That wasn't a prime fight. Canelo, Cotto, that wasn't a prime fight. Margarito never got his fight. Like, what you talking about, B? Paul Williams never got his fight.
Paul
Williams was signed to Al.
I'm going to find a person. And Floyd, he's like, I'm going to find a person when it's best for me to fight him when I feel like I'm at my tip top. Because you're at your best, and now I'm not at my best. That doesn't mean you're calling me out. Everybody's calling me out.
Homie, again, you got to really tap into your brain. When Margarito and Paul Williams want to fight Floyd, think about how many divisions he's already moved up. He's literally Terrence Crawford of that generation, bro. So stop saying, oh, when I'm ready, I'm not ready. You are ready, motherfucker. You pound for pound. You've been having straps at every division. You've been dominating every fucking division. Now you at welterweight, and the big boys want you. The Thurmans is like, you better not duck me, son. You better not duck me.
Got from fucking 130. Now we want to rush him and shit.
Big boys are saying that shit, but you know what them smart pound for pound niggas doing? Smart pound for pound niggas, they picking Ricky Hattons of the world. They picking David Diaz of the world. They picking the Sugar Shanes a little late of the world. And they keep
late of the world. All right. When I pick him,
you know, I ain't gonna teach you for the rest.
Pick him, I beat him.
I ain't gonna teach you for the rest.
That motherfucking good. It don't matter when I fight him. Slow, die slow. Jealousy is a disease. Die slow. Lean out, popping all this champagne, popping all this rosé, getting money like Jose. Chain code. No way, gotta rock like Coldplay, killing it. OJ, getting cheese like Green Bay. Canadian Jose, what up? Rob called you out, Canadian Jose, talking that big shit.
I didn't even hear, man. Yo, listen, Rob, this is so unimportant, man. You'll see what Usyk does to a big mouth UK guy, man. Slap him right in the face and knock him the fuck out. Okay, guys, listen. This is one of my favorite subjects, man. This Floyd Mayweather bullshit here. You guys cannot fucking say, like, Mike, you are 100% right. Ness is wrong.
Thank you, baby. I knew it. I'm young, but I'm right.
You're right, man. Sometimes young is right. Young is beautiful. Listen, you know what? Margarito had no hype to fight Mayweather. Margarito was in the prime of his career. He just had the biggest win of his life against Cotto.
Jose. No time limit, Jose. No time limit. No time limit. Let me just pause you there so that I can give Mike the definition of that. When he says Margarito had no shine, is the word you use? No hype?
No shine, no luster.
Okay. Listen, that is translation. AJ protectors give us. Wilder ain't fighting nobody.
Bring up AJ and Wilder now, bro. Stick on one
analogy, Mike. Analogy. Don't be a sheep. Don't be a sheep and say that's all I do. No, I'm giving you a perfect metaphor. Okay, two men that need to fight each other, and one demographic saying the other one isn't popular enough yet. Instead of it being about skills, walk with me. Try not to be a sheep.
I'm not saying that, but did Mark Rito fight Mosley, and then he lose to Mosley? God damn it, Ness.
Yo, do me a favor. BoxRec, when he lost to Paul Williams, then BoxRec, when he lost to Moses. So you can see how many year difference that is, bro. Stop it. Go ahead, Jose.
Yeah, I mean, and Margarito also beat, like, you know, Maravilla Martinez, man. People don't know that either. But anyway, you know, the point is
he beat him twice. He beat him twice, but casual fucking Mike won't know that shit.
Yo, Margarito had the biggest fight of his life against Mosley. He was one fight away from the super fight. This is where you guys got to stop talking shit.
No, you're talking shit. He still got the super fight even after the hand wrap. So did you forget? Or was it before when he fought Pacquiao? Still a super fight.
Super fight after that.
Margarito.
Hold on. For you talking shit.
Disrespectful. Margarito
lost to Paul Williams. He got a TKO, a KO, and a knockout. Then lost to fucking Shane Mosley.
Yo. Mike, no one said what he did. I said the year difference, bruh. What the fuck? Like, he was supposed to fight.
Bruh, 2 years, nigga?
Oh,
2 years.
Oh, so hold on a minute. Think now. Now, you think, I can't do this for this show. Has been supposed to, we put the beat three times, but think about this. 2 years ago, where the fuck was Devin Alexander? Stop acting like 2 years ain't shit. 2 years ago.
His last fight was in 2017 at that.
You know what? I'm not going to do this with you, Mike. I'm not going to do this with you.
2010, Manny Pacquiao.
Right. Yourself, man. I'm not going to do this.
2011, Miguel Cotto. Get the fuck out of here, bro. You're making up shit to fuck with your narrative.
Margarito wasn't the same when he fought Mosley that night because he knew he got caught. And this is the thing. Margarito's
quick on it.
Too bad. Such a cheater. He threw Haciel in the ring with no hand wraps to fight the fucking Dominican Dream, man. That's it. That's all I got. Peace.
All right, brother. I am really about to just throw this beat on and hope we get out of here in time. This guy, terrible. So your logic is Floyd didn't duck Margarito because after he lost to Paul Williams, when he should have fought Floyd, he got a bunch of more wins.
How do you lose to a motherfucker then supposed to fight the fucking pound king?
So, again, all right. So, right now, listen to me. Right now, do you feel Wilder and AJ should be fighting?
Yes, but if Wilder loses to Fury, then no. Absolutely not.
No what?
He should fight AJ next. No, he should not.
So wait a minute. Right now, you don't feel AJ is ducking Wilder. Right now, because that's the point I'm making. Wilder is Margarito. If he loses, it's still a duck, motherfucker. He wanted to fight you. You didn't want to fight him. So he went and fought someone else and lost. Like, I can't do this with you, bro. You got to open your mind.
I see what you're saying. Oh,
now he sees it.
If you are as good as I think Wilder is, then it don't matter who you fight because you're going to keep on fucking winning.
Now, here goes where you're wrong, Mike, and it's so important in boxing. Styles make fights. Think about Marcos Maidana, both fights versus Floyd. Castillo, both fights versus Floyd. And those were his tough fights. Now you think about who the fuck Antonio Margarito was in his prime.
Bro, hold on.
I'm not done, Mike. I'm not done. And I want you to seriously, I swear on my kids, I want you to seriously go watch Margarito versus Paul Williams and see what Paul Williams had to go through because because of what we learned about Margarito, we don't know if he had hand wraps that night.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's why you got to go watch that fight. and see who the fuck Paul Williams was.
I know. I know Paul Williams was.
And he got ducked by fucking Floyd.
I agree with that now. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. How do you agree with that? You know what? You gonna make me kill myself.
Damn, bro.
Listen to this. You agree that he ducked Paul, but you don't agree that he ducked Margarito. When Margarito was... Hold on. Margarito was more established in the boxing world. Paul Williams was the unknown. He took the dangerous fight to become known. Like, man, you're bugging, man. I'm out of here, bro. I can't do this.
I just know more about Paul Williams because I read up on the story about him having that accident and being in a wheelchair. I know about Margarito, but I'm not like the biggest thing that I know was those hand wraps that he had against Cotto and that Mosley caught him that same night with the hand wraps and beat the shit out of him after he found him. So
shout out to Fat Apple, said he enjoyed the interviews from yesterday at the gym and he hit the thumbs up, man. We appreciate it. If you're watching this on the YouTube channel, hit the thumbs up. Future, present, past helps with the visibility of the show. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter. Peace.
Follow me on IG at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312. Peace out. We should be back with another one today, though. Should be something. Maybe a untitled for our Patreon listeners. So hopefully something.